Listen to me, O daughter. See and bend your ear. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Listen to me, O daughter. See and bend your ear. Daughters, that's you. Put attention. It's great joy to be able to celebrate this Mass for you, Catholic daughters. And there are no coincidences in life. God knows all and ordains all. He's in all. And he's in our readings today. And that is why that psalm response, which Roberta proclaimed for us, says to us, "Hear, O daughter, see, and turn your ear. Forget your people and your father's house. So shall the king desire your beauty. He is your Lord. You must worship him." The theme which the Catholic daughters have taken on for themselves this year is a powerful theme from the Old Testament. You see, in the Old Testament, it comes from the book of Samuel, and it's one of the most extraordinary stories in all of Scripture, where a young boy, younger than Fabian, in fact, the age of Katrina, turns to God. In the middle of the night, Samuel is called by God, and he doesn't know him. He hears the words, "Samuel, Samuel," and runs off to the high priest, who sends him to bed three times because he does not call him. And finally, he gets it through his head to realize that God is calling this boy. So what is the response? Do you know? What is the response that Eli, the high priest, tells to the young boy Samuel to respond next time he hears God call this young man? "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Speak, Lord, your servant is listening. And our young confirmation students who are here today need to put attention to this as well. You, daughters, listen to me. Turn, bend your ear, and see what the Lord has. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." That is the attitude that each of us as Christians, and especially we as Catholic daughters, you young ladies who are preparing to enter into the life of confirmed Catholics to be real soldiers for Christ, have to have that one response always to God, which is this: "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening," or more simplified, "Here I am, Lord." So many times we don't do that, right? We move throughout our lives and we don't know what's going on before us. We just go from place to place. But can we really say in the various journeys, the various places that we've gone to, the classes that we attend, can we actually say, "I'm here"? See, this is the curious thing of the human condition. The curious thing of the human condition is this, is that we are the only creature in all of creation, the only creature in all of the whole universe that never is where they are. Have you thought about that? How we as human beings are, of all the amazing things that God has created, the beautiful trees that we see that live for age upon age, those animals which move so gracefully through our land here, fly over our heads, and the birds, the stars and the moons, all these celestial bodies, even the angels. And we are the only creatures who are never where we are. What does that mean? What that means is that we as human beings have this curious condition in which we're always living in the past. "Oh, I remember what so-and-so did to me. I remember what this person said about me not so long ago. I remember back when I was in high school and I was able to do such and such, or at a certain time in my life, I remember that and I relish that, or I relish that wound that I was dealt at some other time in my life. Or I'm not living in the past, but maybe I'm living in the future. One day I'm going to be able to do this. Tomorrow I have this on my plate, and let me see and play through the situations that are there. I have a presentation to make at school or for BPA or whatever it is that's going on in my life. I have to live that and relive that over and over again so that I'm prepared. But guess what? I'm never where I'm at. I'm either living my life in the past or I'm living somewhere distant in the future, but I'm not where I am. Because of that, we have problems. Because of that, when we live in the past, we can't do any good now. When we live in the future, we can't do any good now. Because the past has already happened. There's nothing that you or I can ever do to change that thing. And the thing that happens in the future, you and I will not be prepared for it if we're not acting now. Now is the only moment where we actually have control in. And that's all that our Lord asks of us to do. Daughters, listen to me. See and bend your ear. What our Lord is calling us to do this very year is to stop living in the past, to forget about those things. Guess what? They don't need to come to bear on what's happening now. Daughters, don't live in the future. Guess what? It's not here yet. And you have no idea how it's going to change a million times over before it even arrives. What you can do is now. And so what we do as Catholic daughters, to really be Catholic in the fact that we're daughters, is to present ourselves now. Say, Lord, I can't change the past. I can't stop anybody from doing what they did to me or harming my family in the way that they did. And you know what? I have no idea how things are actually going to arrive when the future comes. But here I am. Speak. Here I am. Tell me what I need to do. Here I am now. What do you have to say? And by the constant practice of just being where it is that we are, not living ahead of ourselves or behind of ourselves, that's how we actually begin to make progress within this world and to be able to do the things that we're actually called to do. Each of you women in this room, you're called to be mothers. Whether or not you have given birth to children, written into your DNA is motherhood. Sister Anne has never had any biological children, to my knowledge, and yet she is quite the maternal woman, mothering many, many children, countless. And so in that, our Lord is calling you to use that feminine genius that you have, that feminine skill that our Lord has written into you, to be able to be mother and to be able to be sister, and for some of you even to be wife, and for others of you to be grandmother and all these other things that are there. But it's written into who you are. And the only way you're going to be able to accomplish the task that our Lord has set before you is by saying, "Here, Lord, I am." Now, give me direction. Show me where to go. And the more and more we practice doing that, the more and more we'll be able to make good the things that we think we have no control over. Because the more and more we present ourselves to the Lord doesn't mean our situation is going to change, but we will be changed by being in the very presence of Him who is speaking to us at every moment. So make this practice. Today, make this a bit of something you begin each and every day. You know, when you wake up in the morning, when you're groggy and you haven't had your coffee yet, when you don't want to get out of bed because it's cold there, or you would rather not reach over and grab that glass of water because it means you're going to have to get up to do so, I'm not going to force you to get up. But in that moment, say, Lord, You know what's going on in my soul. I don't want to get up. I don't want to do anything. But guess what? Here I am. Speak. And if you make that constant practice to turn to our Lord in the moment and say, here I am, speak. Which means I'm not worrying about tomorrow and I'm not thinking about what happened yesterday, but guess what? I'm here. You got my attention. From that moment, you're going to be able to be apt to receive whatever it is that God wants you to do. And the more and more we do that, the better prepared we're going to be able to do that. Who is our greatest example of this? Mary, the Blessed Virgin. Because she said that all the time. What did she say in the Annunciation in Luke chapter 1? What is she most known for? What do we pray in the Angelus as we pray it every day at 6 a.m., at noon, and at 6 p.m.? What do we say? What does she say? She says, behold, I'm the handmaiden of the Lord. Be it done unto me according to what you say, not what I think. She's living out what you as Catholic daughters are proposing to do for the year. I'm just the handmaiden of the Lord. I'm just your Catholic daughter. I'm just the one who's here. If you want, speak. Every time, dear daughters, and we're going to talk about it through our meditations that we offer each and every time we get together, we're going to talk about Our Lady. And when you call upon the name, when you talk about the name of Mary, calling her presence to be present, that same spirit with which she was able to say, here I am, is able to be present to make your here I am more real. To Our Lady now, invoking her name, let us pray. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.